our podcast. Commentary. Translate. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. Folks, we're continuing on with the Kickstart Creativity by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse series that started last year in January and is continuing on this year. We're on our second to last show, featuring these ideas, and I'm just overwhelmed with how this has gone through the entire year and spilled over into 2024. I got introduced to these cards in the holiday season of 2022 when I was planning for 2023, what I was going to do. And I had a whole list of things that I was going to do. And my wife gave me these cards, and I thought, why are you giving me these cards? You know, I run a podcast, you know, I'm an artist. Do I really need these cards? Are you trying to tell me something? And what I discovered after opening it up and reading through it is that it really helps my artistry. It really helps my creation, my inspiration, and my creativity. So I highly recommend getting, you know, a deck of these cards. There's about 50 cards. They're broken into three categories. They're broken into perception, inspiration, and then action cards. And this is an action card that we're going to be talking about today. And it's all about translate and how you can put that into your art. So the cards are really nice. They kind of got a 70s feel to them, on the front side of them. And then the back side has a ton of great information and challenges for you to do. So let's dive into this one. So the first thing that I notice on the card is that there's what I call the kernel of knowledge. It's like one sentence and kind of gets you in the mood, gets you something to point to when you're thinking about these ideas that you can add to your creativity. So for translate, it says translate one thing into another. When I think of definitions, I hate using the word that I'm defining in the definition. But then when I think about the word translate, we're using one form into a different form. So maybe that's, you know, a better thing to put as the kernel of knowledge. But we're taking something that we know and communicating with our audience into something that they know. And when we translate like that, you know, we have our idea, we have what's going on in our head, and we know what it's all about. But when we speak the language of our audience, that's pretty impressive, because then it's, and I've said this before, it's kind of like when you go to a concert and the lead singer is looking at you. Or you feel that they're looking at you, they're actually looking at your forehead, or maybe they're looking at somebody behind you, but then you really connect, and then you go, oh, I get it. And then it really resonates with you. And then you feel closer to that artist, and you're like, he really gets me, or she really gets me. You know, we have this all over the place. Think about your favorite writers or your favorite musicians. You know, they really speak to you, don't they? Well, they know how to take their idea and speak your language and push it out that way. Let's take a look at a definition from Cambridge Dictionary. So with Cambridge, and I love Cambridge Dictionary, it says, to change words into a different language, to change something into a new form, especially to turn a plan into something real. Oh, that just, you know, that knocks me off my feet for sure. You know, into a different language is the initial thing. You know, that's what we're thinking about, but to change something into a new form. So we have it. It's in our brain. The idea, the germ is in our brain, and then we turn it into something new that our audience can understand. If we can speak the language of our audience, if we know what's going on in their lives, then we can really break through and really talk to our audience. I kind of think about it this way. I've got a child with ADHD, and I know there's, you know, many of us out there that are not neurotypical. That's a word I never thought I would be saying in my life. But what I learned to do is to understand what's going on in her brain and understand ways that help her learn. So we didn't change her. We changed ourselves. So that way we could communicate better with my child. And, you know, just having that understanding, you know, and, you know, maybe we got to change a little bit about what we do so that way that person understands better what we're trying to get, you know, what we're trying to accomplish. But I really love this definition to change something into a new form, especially to turn a plan into something real. I'm looking at you. I am. You know, for those of you that are watching me on YouTube, you know, I'm looking at you and I'm saying, hey, listen, get it from in here, from inside your brain, from inside your heart, and we need to put it out in the world. Kind of like giving birth. I've never given birth. Well, I've given birth to a bunch of kidney stones. That's a very painful thing, but it's kind of, I can only equate it to, you know, giving birth. You know, you have something gestating inside you and it's time for it to come out. And when it comes out, it's this new form that you're like, I need to, nurture it. I need to grow it. I need to make sure it's healthy, make sure that it's doing what it needs to do. And then, you know, later on, you know, you gotta, you know, put a diaper on it and watch it, you know, poop, and spread it all over the walls and call it art. There you go. But that's what we're doing when we're translating from in here, from inside our hearts, from inside our brains, from inside our creative spirit, and talk with our audience and go, hey, listen, you know, how are you speaking? How are you seeing things? I've got this great idea. Let me get it out and let me get it into something that you can understand. Something I also like doing too is, I've gone to Paris now twice, and I speak a little bit of French, but not much, just enough to get by. And I love sitting in the cafes. I love hearing the languages. When I was living in Chicago, I lived in an area called Rogers Park. You could hear like 10 different languages just walking down the street. I love that. Some people, that irritates them because they're like, oh, they're talking about me. Don't be so self-centered. For me, it was great to hear the cacophony. That's a $64,000 word. The cacophony of the languages that were there. And each language tells a story. And it led me to have this, you know, wonderful idea, you know, way back in college to, you know, do Hamlet and all the lines being said at the same time. And how, that's still a project I need to do. That's when it happens and people hear it and they'll go, oh, okay, I get what he's trying to say. You know, that kidney stone needs to come out. That's my challenge for this year. Get that kidney stone out of me. But that's what translation, you know, that's what translating can do for you. It can really make that connection to your audience that much closer and that much. I think what I'm trying to say is it can make it more intimate and it can make it more real for the audience member. So on the back of the card, it continues on with, you know, about a paragraph or two. In our exceedingly communicative world, we move so fast that it's easy to miss the deeper meaning of a word or misunderstand an exchange. Language helps as us communicate, but it's also easy to get lost in translation. Untranslatable concepts often reveal a culture's values and priorities. For example, Westerners generally think of the self as autonomous, but other concepts of self reveal how self cannot exist outside the context of a community. The Japanese language has more than a dozen words that mean I. The African concept of Ubuntu means I am because you are. I've heard that word before, Ubuntu, and I am because you are. So I am here because you are here. You know, this show wouldn't exist without you. It would just be me talking to a microphone, and you know, I have to put it out. I have to, you know, do all the whiz bang stuff behind the scenes that you don't get to see in order to get it into your ear. And if we think about, you know, how that travels, and it, you know, it's traveling digitally, but if we think about how that travels, you know, it goes from my mouth to this microphone into some wires into a computer, and it's recorded, and then it's, you know, edited, and then it's uploaded and pushed out in the world, and it has to be distributed, and you have to hit play, because it doesn't automatically hit play. It doesn't automatically come out once I publish it. You know, I've noticed that, you know, people will pick up episodes that I've done 2 years ago, and they'll pick it up and listen to it. And then they'll, you know, write me and go, "Hey, wow, that was, you know, magnificent. That was a great idea." Or, "Ooh, that really sucked, dude." But just to think of the path that it takes to go from just this card, the path it took to get to where you are at right now, listening to me talk about it. That's an amazing thing. That's something that, how do you relay that to somebody? And, you know, keep them entertained and keep them listening. So that's the other part of it. So, you know, we want to, you know, when we're doing our art, we want to keep that audience member in mind. Even if you don't have a big audience, even if you have an audience of like 2 or 3 people, okay, think about how they're receiving it. Think in how they receive things. And you may have to adjust what your idea is. And that's okay, because the ultimate goal is to share it with somebody else. What good is it if you just sit on it and nobody ever sees it? And, you know, you go to your grave and nobody ever sees any of your art. What good is that? What have you done? You know, you could have shared that with the world. And in this day and age, it's easy to share it with the world. The world just needs to find it and pick it up and look at it. That's the challenge. You can share it with the world. The world needs to pick it up, though. And if you're out there and communicating with your audience, just like I'm communicating with you here today, the world will pick it up, and hopefully they'll share it with others. And hey, you know, if it makes you $1 million, fantastic. I only charge 10%. Anyhow, let's get to the challenges here today. So the first challenge is identify a fascinating word in a foreign language. Can you translate it into a photograph or even a short presentation? So I'm going to have you go out there and, you know, find something, you know, find a word that you find really fascinating, and then, you know, translate it into a photograph. See if you can find a photograph that relates to that word, or, you know, give a presentation on it, you know, on why that word is fascinating to you. You know, like I said, I'm studying a little bit of French, so you know, every word is fascinating to me in French. But yeah, that's a great idea. You know, take a word, especially for, you know, the wordsmiths that are out there. Find a word and just find a photograph, and there you go. Consider that which does not translate. Find a word with a meaning that does not translate into your native tongue. And that can be difficult to do. And that's a tough search to do. But you know, with Google, with the world's knowledge literally at our fingertips, and there's not a, you know, an advertisement for Google, but the world's knowledge is literally at our fingertips. So if you find an untranslatable word in English from a different language, for me, it would be something from French. Look into that and see what the meaning of that is, and see if you can translate the untranslatable. And I've got to put quotes around untranslatable, because I think we can, You know, we have learned, we've evolved to communicate with each other. And, you know, maybe something doesn't translate nicely into another language, but then, you know, the idea or the concept. So whereas, you know, a different language uses one word for something, maybe we use a sentence to describe what that one word means. I don't know. I really love it when, you know, I go to a poetry reading and somebody does their poem in their native tongue and then translates it into English. A lot of times I like it better in their native tongue. It just sounds more magical to me and sounds more musical to me. It sounds more poetic, say that and with quotes around it, but it sounds better in their native tongue because that's what they know. That's what they grew up with. And that's the tongue that talks in their head. The last challenge is translate a painting into a short piece of dialogue, or take a story from history and see if you can translate it into a poetic form. Wow. Take a painting and, you know, make it into a piece of dialogue. Why not? Challenge you to, you know, go and, you know, find some surrealistic painting or abstract expressionist painting and do that. So give that a shot for yourself. If you're looking for, you know, something to do, if you're like, I don't have any ideas, go to a gallery, find a painting, get a picture of it, go home, look at that picture, make a dialogue out of it. Or, you know, if you're a poet and, you know, take a story from history, you know, George Washington crossing the Potomac or whatnot, do a little poem about that. Why not? There's your inspiration. There's your idea fairy right there for you. Give it a shot for yourself. So a couple of things I want you to think about as you get on with your day. You know, when we translate stuff, we're transcending boundaries. You know, we're so used to the language that we speak in our heads. And then when we think about what our audience, how our audience is going to receive this, there's that boundary, and it's very thin. It's the width of your skin, okay? But it's a boundary that stops a lot of people. So if we can transcend that boundary and kind of get out of our head and think about how are they going to receive this, and, you know, what do I want them to get out of it? All right. So if I say it this way, they may not get that out of it. But if I say it this way, yeah, this was my original idea. But if I say it this way and I'll elicit that kind of response out of it, done and done. You're good to go. You've transcended that boundary and you've really connected with your audience. When we translate, we're, you know, adopting mediums. So like in our challenges, you know, take a painting and turn it into a dialogue, or take a story from history and turn it into a poem. We're getting inspired by what's around us. We're training ourselves to look at the world around us and be inspired by it. So give that a shot for yourself. You know, you may not be the world's greatest painter. Lord knows I'm not the world's greatest painter, but I can look at a painting and go, huh. And I do this at restaurants all the time. And my wife, you know, just rolls her eyes when I do it. I'm like, let's tell stories about these people. You can do the same thing with a painting, with a song. You know, you hear a song, do a painting of the song. If that's your medium, there you go. Or if you are a musician, go look at a painting and write a song about it. Last thing I want you to think about is cultural and personal translation. Okay. So I live here in Virginia. I'm from Chicago. People can tell my accent is a little bit different from the people that are around here. I've lived pretty much all over the country. I've lived in the East Coast, Midwest, in the South, in Arizona for a spell. So my accent is a little bit of a chameleon. And then when I get near people, I kind of adopt their accent a little bit with my twist on it. One thing that I noticed when I moved from Chicago to here was that when I go to the grocery store, checkout people like to talk. They like to find out a little bit about you, which I think initially it annoyed the heck out of me. And now I'm like, well, that's cool that they're interested in me. You know, maybe they're just passing the time, but maybe they're interested in me or in how my day is going. So I had to get through that in order to move quickly. Like I wanted to do, you know, hey, I want to, you know, go grocery shopping, get checked out and get out of here. Now it's more leisurely and it's gotten to be, really cool because, there's this place I go to here in town. It's called Sprelli. They make peanut butter and jelly and just, it's wonderful. You got to try it out, Sprelli. And I developed a friendship with the owner and his wife. Well, actually she's the owner. So the owner and her husband, there we go. And every time I go in there, it's, you know, a 20 or 30 minute conversation. And I look forward to it every time I go. Anytime we're out of peanut butter, it's like, pff, I get to go to Sprelli. Or when I go to Lowe's. See, when I went to Lowe's in Chicago, it was in and out. Now when I go, I remember just yesterday I was in Lowe's and had a nice little conversation with the gal at the checkout. And she was just like, it's really refreshing to have somebody here that's nice and isn't in a hurry and is polite. And I'm like, you know, we should all be that way. You know, if somebody's being rude to you, why? You're a nice person. I like being nice to nice people. I like being nice to rude people because it irritates the hell out of them. So, but again, it goes back to, you know, we're all from different areas. We're all from different we all have different backgrounds. And we all are in this world together. So we need to learn to talk to each other, to talk with each other, not at each other. All right. So think about that as your day goes on here today. All right. Well, it's time for me to get on with my day. I know you need to get on with your day and I really appreciate you listening and watching on YouTube, what I've presented here to you today. If you would like, go ahead and email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I do answer all emails that are sent in to me. Let me know what you think about the show. Let me know if you got anything out of it. Let me know if you would like to see some improvements in the show. Do you not like the music? Do you hate the episode art? Do you hate my voice? Do I need to change my voice? Sorry, I'm not going to change my voice or my accent. Do you hate the background that I have here? You don't want to see so many books and paintings and all that stuff and my record collection. Are you jealous of the record collection? Whatever it is, I definitely want to have that conversation with you because you are the reason why I do this. You may not know it, but you listening right now are the reason why I do this. Email me. Feel free to go ahead and do that. Feel free to give it to a friend. You know, if you're on YouTube, you can always share it that way. If you're on your podcast app of choice, just about each and every one of them have a thing where you can share with your friends. So definitely feel free to share that with a friend. And again, I would really appreciate your feedback. You can go ahead and, you know, do it on your app of choice or whatnot. But I really appreciate it when the email is sent to me and then I can respond to it directly. And, you know, even if it's, you know, hey, Tim, I absolutely hate the show. Fantastic. Let me know. My first question is, why do you hate the show? What's going on with it? Because what I will do is I will ask for that feedback and then I will sit and shut up and take notes. And I'm not going to defend anything or anything like that. I'm just going to sit, shut up, take notes. And then when you're done, I'm going to say thank you. And what I can incorporate, I will. And what I can't, I won't. And we'll just leave it at that. So definitely give that a shot and check that out for yourself. I want to let you know too that I do have a newsletter. It comes out once a month. It's called Create Art Podcast Newsletter. I know, creative title, right? There you go. Well, and you can find that at Timothy Bryan. And Bryan is spelled B-R-I-E-N. .substack.com comes out once a month. I give you a couple of ideas for project that you can do and let you know what I'm doing throughout the month. So, and it only comes out once a month. So I'm not trying to fill up your email inbox there, but give it a shot for yourself. If you like it, great. If you don't, you don't have to sign up for it. The other thing I want to let you know, is that, so we have one more episode for Kickstart Creativity, and that'll come out next week. And then I'm going to take a couple of weeks off because I'm resetting the show for my next series, which is going to be coming out probably about mid-February. So it's going to take me a couple of weeks to get all the show art done and get everything all set up in, you know, in my show notes and all that kind of stuff. I'd like to have that all set up and good to go before I put it out to you. I don't like doing it the day of. I like to, you know, take about a week and just jam everything out and, you know, make sure it's everything is A-okay and then pop it out there. So there's going to be a couple of weeks where there won't be a show. However, I have a couple of interviews that I've done recently that I will be plugging in, and you can, you know, other people are listening to the show and they're writing in and saying, hey, I'd love to be on the show. You can do that too. So I just want you to, you know, be cognizant of that. Right now we're in the last week of January of 2024. So if you're hearing this at a different time, now you know. You know why there's, you know, a little bit of a gap there. Now, I also do two other podcasts. The first one is called Find a Podcast About, and that's where I help you go ahead and outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. You can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz. My other podcast that I run is called Cannabis Stories. And that tells funny stories and positive stories of people responsibly using the Lord's lettuce. You can find that at cannabisstories.podbean.com. All right. Now it's time for you to go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. And go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. Have a great day.